the post show for Hijinks Ensue podcast number 27. Haven't had one in a couple of weeks, typically because the podcast has been running for like 3.5 hours. Hey, maybe Josh is the problem.
He's extra baggage.
Yeah, maybe he's dead weight that we don't need anymore.
He's dead weight that we threw overboard.
He's doughy dead weight.
And
we're moving along so quickly.
I'll call him doughy.
Let's go ahead and answer these two extra questions. That'll give us something to start off with.
Okay.
From Matt P. 3137. Was wondering if you have read Secret Wars from Marvel. If not, you should.
No.
Also,
and I will.
Who would win in a fight, Eli or Josh? Ooh, that's two questions. Okay, Secret Wars first.
No, I haven't read it, but I will probably get it. I need to get back on the wagon. Tidy up some comic reading that needs to be read, and then I'll probably be looking for some new stuff. So that sounds like something I would probably.
Hey, you've got
a
fan thing on the chat room. I love you, Eli. You are as hot as Josh. I think it's
Damn.
From a dude.
Doesn't matter if he's a.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, like, I want to know if Eli's actually going to score off of this.
I already replied to it.
Oh, okay. So, anywho,
I sound weird. Oh no, I guess I'm still in the green.
Wait, you mean the Secret Wars from the 80s?
Like
the original Black Spider-Man Secret Wars?
I don't know. I have no idea what that is.
You don't know what the Secret Wars is?
Not the what he's talking about right now. Like a re-release or what?
Oh, is there a Secret Wars going on now? I'm talking about the Secret Wars. I don't know. I don't think he's talking about the Skrull thing. The Secret Wars was when the Beyonder took, like, you know, 25 of the best heroes and 25 of the worst villains or whatever and put them on a planet and told them to fight to the death to see if he could understand the nature of good and evil. So it was like 8 issues, I think, and it's basically everybody. Spider-Man, Captain America, all the Avengers, Fantastic Four, everybody versus Doctor Doom. He led that side. Octopus, Dr. Octopus, all the Spider-Man villains, X-Men villains, everybody. And they had like a giant fucking battle royale.
No, never.
That doesn't sound cool to you?
No, it does sound cool to me, but never heard of it, never read it.
Well, that's unfortunate. That's where Spider-Man got the alien symbiote.
Oh, okay.
See, Thor, this is actually funny because, you know, the tale has been twisted to where, like, it was a stowaway alien on a spaceship or it crash landed or whatever. Thor got his costume blown off and he was like a big naked Norse god. And he found a machine. There's like, I make new superhero costumes. And he walked in it, came out with a costume on. Spider-Man's mask got blown up. He didn't want the villains to find out who he was. So he's like, hey, where's that machine that Thor got the costume? They're like, it's this one. And he got in the wrong one, and it gave him the alien symbiote.
Hmm.
But they didn't reveal that until, you know, way, way later when Venom started happening.
Nope. Don't know anything about that.
Okay, well, never mind. I'm sorry I elaborated. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm just like, I was trying to read the forum that was still going. But I'm actually logging off.
We're doing a post show.
I know. I thought there were questions in there. I thought we were answering their questions.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, we're answering them from the list here. Number two, who would win in a fight, Josh or Eli? Fight with what? Denise, you get to pick.
If I tried stabbing Josh, there's like 8 layers of fat and bacon.
Between the two of you?
Right.
Oh.
Well, what did you think?
I thought you had to challenge something, like a Wookiee or something.
An odd
How did you
reading
read that
for
out
that?
Of that?
I don't know.
I would have to say Eli. I don't really see Josh get up and do much of anything.
He would prance.
Yeah,
Josh would start working his thumbs because he would assume there was
a That's what
involved.
It was, right.
He'd be like, clickety clack, clickety clack.
Why isn't it doing
and then
it?
And Eli
I'm doing a combo.
He'd try to download me or find a torrent for me or something. God damn it.
When's the last time you got an actual fight? Physical hand-to-hand combat?
High school.
What age?
I was like 17.
Wow, that's old for a fight.
That's
like going to jail money.
Yeah. Outside of that, I mean, I've almost been in fights since I've moved up here, but nothing that actually...
Like where? Like at a bar or something?
Yeah, like where I mean, it's like...
What adults get into fights?
It's... I'm not, like, the instigator or whatever. I'm just the guy in the group that I'm like, all right, well, if shit goes down, I'm going to have to, like, punch somebody here because if my moron friends are going to get into a fight, you know, I'm not just going to leave them hanging there.
I would. I'd be like, you guys shouldn't have gotten in a fight.
I'm out.
Yeah. I ain't going to jail. I got a baby. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, actually, the closest I came to fight in that case was, I think I told that story. It was at a Heart concert. I was there with Jen.
What? People get into a fight at a Heart concert?
Well, I was there with Jen. We went to go see Heart. You know, old school rocking out. And it was at the Nokia, which is an indoor, like, theater. And they're fucking rocking out. They're playing rock music at a rock concert. So her and I are standing up, you know, we're like kind of enjoying the show. And there were people in front of us standing up, so we didn't really have much of a choice because we couldn't see anything. We were like in the upper bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the mezzanine.
Yeah. And the people behind us started yelling at us, telling us to sit down. And we're like, it's a rock show. We're not sitting down. And the people in front of us are standing up, so you tell them to sit down. But everybody seems to be fine except you morons. So the dude, after a while, like... I guess he was drinking, like, a liquor drink, you know, not, like, beer, but, like, something that had, like, a lemon or an orange slice or something in it. He, like, wadded it into a paper and threw it and hit me in the back of the head. Because I wouldn't sit down. And we had already been, like, jawing back and forth because he was like, you know, you need to sit the fuck down. He was, like, an older guy. He's probably, like, in his mid-40s. And I was probably, like, 25. And, I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, where's your Letterman jacket? Why are you still in varsity high school? Like, varsity football team guy. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Who the fuck throws a lemon slice or whatever at the back of someone's head? And I turned around, and we had just gotten royalty checks. So I had, like, this big fat check waiting for me. And I was thinking, I could punch this guy, give him, like, just beat down this guy. It'd probably run me about $250 to get out of jail. I was like, Jen can pay for it.
Wow.
She can get me out for that one evening. Or I can just, you know, I can do, you know, lock up
concerts
for an evening.
Concerts are a good place that you could probably get in a fight.
I was just wanting to watch the show. Like, that's all that I really was wanting to do. I wasn't trying to pick a fight. Wasn't whatever. Just fucking wanted to watch fucking Heart is a rock concert. I don't understand why the guy couldn't get it through his head that, you know, we're standing up and rocking out. Like, what are you doing?
Let me just answer this question real quick. I almost got into a fight I think I told this on a podcast once, but at a Weezer show. This guy was really drunk and was the show was oversold by at least 500 people in a very small club, and people were just squished into each other. Even we were standing on the stairs, people were standing on the bar because there was just way too many people. And this guy, after every song, would just basically beat his way through the crowd to get back to the bar and get another beer. After every song, he was pushing people over, knocking girls to the floor, just shoving everyone out of the way. And the last time he came back, he knocked my wife over, knocked over some other girl, and pushed me. And I was standing on a step. And as soon as he goes past me, I basically smacked him in the head. Like, he had walked past me, and I just reared back and, like, slapped him as hard as I could in the back of the head. I just lost my shit. And then he whips around to see who did it, and I dropped to the floor, like, to my knees. And you couldn't see me. Like, there were so many people. He had no idea who did it. He was nice. Like, I'm going to kill whoever motherfucking shit, goddamn cocksucker. And then, like, he just walks off and finishes the beer. But he never came back up the stairs. So, mission accomplished. I didn't want to get my ass kicked. He was way bigger than me. Way bigger than me.
Nice.
Like, he was as tall as me on the floor as I was on the stairs. So.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get into a fight like that, you fight dirty. Kick for the knee,
yeah,
or the balls.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Yeah, you fucking go to fuck up that motherfucker. Like, I am not the gentleman's, like, I'm going to put up my dukes.
Fisticuffs.
It's like, the first thing I do is, like, my legs are really strong, so I will kick you right in the knee in the opposite direction.
Fucking got no dukes.
So, or I'll kick you from the side to try to, like, either break that or sprain it or something.
Yeah, that's a pretty big offense, though. That's more than $250.
No, it's the same.
Afflicting a broken leg on someone is the same as, like, a bar fight?
Assault?
It's assault, either way. Like, the cops...
Well, he can sue you for his
medical bills. The cops aren't going to, like, fucking, you know... Well, whatever. I mean, you could say, you know, you can... If you can just argue that in court, you know, and say, I was defending myself.
That's true.
I mean, if the guy was drunk, stupid...
once in a while...
I'm going to kick him in the fucking knee.
I feel
on the side.
Way too Texan for saying this, but every once in a while, I feel like I should have a gun. Because I have a baby...
Everybody else does.
And the person breaking into my house probably will.
Right.
You know?
And oh, no. I don't, yeah. I mean, I don't have a gun, and I don't plan on buying a gun. I go shoot guns because whatever. Like, I mean, it is quite of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, imagine.
But in a controlled setting at a shooting range, whatever. It's like $5 to rent the gun. It's like $2 for ammo box.
We have a 22 here, but I mean, I'm not even sure if I know how to properly load and fire it.
Sure, but I'm just saying, like...
Yeah.
Oh.
A 22 is like a one step above a pellet gun.
You still kill somebody with it.
That's true, but you'd have to try really hard.
You'd be surprised.
Well,
some people have been killed by a 22. But yeah, it's the smallest caliber rifle you can basically have.
Oh, it's a pistol.
Or
it's not
a pistol.
Even a rifle.
Whatever.
Yeah, they make them rifles.
But yeah, you could still kill somebody with that. But
the reason we have it is after we had the baby, Emily's dad gave it to us and said, this may not stop anybody, but it'll make a noise as loud as any other gun, and they probably won't be paying much attention to what you've got. So if someone breaks in your house, start shooting this at them. It's like, okay.
That still scare somebody, like, with that kind of noise.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a bullet, and it looks like a gun. So, and it is, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's not a toy. But I'm not even sure I really could use it properly. I don't know. It's certainly not loaded, but it's terrifying to think that somebody with a gun might actually come into your house, and what the fuck are you going
to
do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm down in Deep Ellum, like, to watch a concert or whatever, and somebody was to start shit, like, I would be as dirty and violent as I know how... to be.
That's just your
if
brown
I had
blood.
To. Well, if I had to. Yeah, it is. Well, dude, when I grew up, it was very common to, after, and this is elementary school, grades 1 through 6. You'd be in third grade, you go down like 2 blocks down to this one area that's like sort of back alley secluded area, and there's a fight going down. And you go to watch the fight or to go back up your friend or whatever. I mean, this is third grade. I mean, that kind of shit is not, you know.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. It just, I was like, I just thought that's the way it was. And I've seen someone shot and killed, like, at a relatively close distance, and it was a drive-by.
Where?
When I was growing up, I was with my uncle, and we went to go fishing at this pond area, which is a pretty well-known area there. But where I grew up, like, gang violence was rampantly, you know, out of control.
How old were you?
I was 11.
And you saw somebody shot?
Yeah.
Where were you standing?
We were like, I don't know, probably about 400 or 500 meters away. I mean, it's a good distance. But it was close enough where we're sitting there and we look over and these two cars pull up to each other and, like, they just fucking drive by. Like, one car, dudes get out. Dude gets a baseball bat. Starts pounding on the glass and hitting the side of the car. Another guy just comes out with, like, a pistol and just shoots the other guy. And then everybody just, like, as soon as the gun's fired, like, everybody just runs off in all directions. And this whole time, like, my uncle is, like, grabbed the three of us, me and my two other brothers. And he's, like, basically on top of us, but we can still see what's going on. And, of course, you know, it's extremely traumatizing as an 11-year-old.
I'm fucking sure it is.
You know, we're, like, freaking out because we're thinking, like, oh, the gang people are going to come find us. They're going to come kill us. You know, and we went to my grandma's, and my grandma did the whole, like, they bless you, you know, like, mm-hmm. they put you on a blanket and they they bless away all the evil stuff.
Oh my god!
You know, but I mean, I'm 11, so
with
I figure
like a Virgin Mary candle.
Yeah, pretty much. And like as 11, I'm like, oh god, thank Christ, this is gonna work, because those dudes are totally gonna find us. They know where we live. I know they saw my face. They're somehow gonna track it down. I've seen the Terminator. They can do it in the Terminator. They can find me in real life. And so yeah, as an 11-year-old, I was like fucking flipped out.
I need your underoos and your kids, your backpack with your geometry book.
I need your bro wings and your Converse and your British Nikes. But yeah, so yeah,
it's a Terminator that steals shoes from the '80s.
So yeah, I've seen someone shot. Whether they were killed or not, I don't know.
Oh, okay, you don't know.
No, Jesus. I didn't go check up on him or anything.
You don't go to the hospital and check him out?
I didn't know how to read at 11, so I couldn't read in the paper either.
Or now. So, next, I think the last question left over was... Oh, we've already talked about this. Has Eli read Preacher?
Yeah, and I heard about the...
miniseries got canceled?
Yeah. Well, it never really went anywhere.
They probably didn't get greenlit or anything.
Yeah, but they're actually coming out with some... what's that vampire show?
True Blood.
On HBO.
That looks bizarre. That's either going to be super campy and also good, or super campy and terrible shit.
It's HBO, so they've yet to put out crap.
That's true. They're usually HBO, decent shows.
So I don't know.
Even if they're batting like in the 90 percentile of good, so there's really low chance of it sucking balls.
Huh.
So I'm gonna give it a shot anyways. I think it starts like in a week or two.
Next week, I think, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, I'm gonna go over the top search engine terms to get to hijinksandsue.com right now. As of last few hours, okay. Number one, Hijinks and Sue. Imagine that. Number two, Cloverfield Monster. All from the comic that I did.
Yeah.
Shit.
When that movie came out. If you Google image search Cloverfield Monster, it's like one of the first ones. Weird. Number three, Star Trek Sex.
What the fuck?
That's awesome. Number 10 is the term phone sex. Just phone sex. From yesterday, Hijinks and Sue was number one. Star Wars is number two. If you Google image search Star Wars, it brings up my Luke and Leia comic on like the third page, I think. Cloverfield Monster, Battlestar Galactica. Number nine is Zombie.
Number nine is Zombie.
Some of them get weird, though. Like if I go like way down the list. Let's see. Worf's Sash. Firefly Wash. Conservative webcomic. Interesting.
What?
Interesting. I don't know. Two Girls, One Cup has always been in the top. Kratos, obviously. Tom Cruise. Captain Hammer. Dumbledore Gay. There's almost always a link for Harry Potter slash somewhere in here. Let's see. White Goat plus funny cartoon strips.
Huh?
White Goat?
White Goat plus funny cartoon strips.
Was there a goat in a comic at some point?
Never.
Never a goat.
Not even once. Trying to find some of the gay comic. Planting the Flag. Anyway. Let's go ahead and play the Josh theme song.
Oh. Crap.
Yeah, for anyone listening to this post show and didn't hear the actual show,
I guess you'll hear this. Well, shit. When are we going to do this?
What do you mean?
We'll
play it live on the next one he's back.
Okay. I won't be here next week.
Why?
I'm telling you now. Because the party is Friday and my parents are in town the rest of the weekend.
Can we do it Thursday?
My parents fly in Thursday night.
Okay. So we're just going to skip that one?
I'm going to skip that one, unless Josh is not going to be here Friday. Denise is not going to be here Friday.
Can you still do Saturday or Sunday?
Probably not Thursday, but probably.
I'd rather not do it during the week if we don't have to.
You have a comic to write Thursday night.
I do whatever.
Yeah, I think as long as it's not Thursday.
I'll check with Josh. Anyway, this is the theme song that Jeff Fardink at Jeff, two F's, Fardink, one more F, .com did for Josh.
Game maker. Love bacon. Game man. A baby ham.
Josh.
Wow, that might have been better. I can't tell anymore.
Game making, loves bacon. Gay man, baby hands. Josh, that's the best.
Oh my God, that was
one more time.
Yeah,
that just blew my mind.
Go ahead. That's gonna kill him.
Game maker. Love loves bacon. Gay man. A baby ham.
Josh. Also,
he needs that as a ringtone. Like,
we need to mix that
ASAP
down to mono, because actually in stereo it does Josh, like in both headphones. Like,
oh God,
that's pretty good.
That's kick ass. That guy is awesome. Yeah. Just hands down awesome.
Yeah. I'm pretty pleased.
That's awesome. So good.
I asked him what he was doing for you, and he mentioned the word gourd hat. So,
right.
That was funny because I set up some of my stuff at home, and I plugged in my guitar. That's why I asked for that
sound card.
That sound card, because I was like, I'm going to try to write something. Sat there for like an hour, and then I realized how hard it is to like actually, come up with something clever, quick, short, and good. And I was just like, fuck this, man. This is hard.
Dude, you will never in your life do anything as profound as game making loves bacon, gay man, baby hands.
It's so perfect, too. It's like
that should be on his business card.
Oh, yeah. It will be.
So good. So good. It was so just very succinct.
Very what?
Succinct. Sexy and succinct.
Right.
Succinct.
Let's see.
Oh my God. Anything else? No.
Do anything?
No, other than I guess I won't be here next week. And
Me either. Well, maybe. Maybe not.
You big fuckers. I can't do just me and Josh podcast.
Why not?
You should just take the podcast to the party.
God, that would be such a huge mess.
I would go, but I won't do anything. There won't be anything for me to do. I'll just stand there and...
There's going
to
be DJ Jazzy
DJ
Jeff is going to be there.
DJ Jazzy Jeff is going to be there.
Going
to
be mixing.
So I could dance, I guess. Oh, wait. Don't do that either.
Well, what are they... They're going to have... DJ Jazzy Jeff is going to be there.
And the Fresh Prince?
No, just Jazzy Jeff.
It's not a package deal. I don't know. There's like some other oldie time music playing, bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, some group is gonna do some old kind of 40s type like band.
Did you see the link that I put on Twitter about the George Bush Sunday Bloody Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched.
I
watched End of the World.
Me. Oh my God, that was good.
To be quite honest, it was kind of hard to watch. Like,
why?
I was getting a little nauseous towards the end.
Yeah, I was like,
It was cool, but...
It was cool, but yeah, I couldn't...
I just
couldn't.
Can't believe someone took the time to do it.
Right, that's actually kind of strange.
That was phenomenal. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up then. Hijinks ensue. Podcast post-show, number 27. If you're listening to this, that means you have supported Hijinks ensue with your donation, so I certainly do appreciate it. And enjoy the rest of your lives. Please.
Peace out, suckers.
Go ahead and cue up the Josh song one more time.
So good.
In 3, 2...
Game maker. Love bacon. Game man. Baby ham.
Josh.
Gravy.